It's your Friday news buzz of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Black Hawk County prosecutors are asking a judge to drop criminal transmission of HIV charges against Iowan Nick Rhodes, who was convicted of having sex without revealing his HIV status in 2008. The prosecution filed a motion to dismiss the case, citing the amount of time that has passed since the original charges were filed, as well as an Iowa Supreme Court ruling that threw out his conviction back in June. Now, if the dismissal is approved, Nick Rhodes will no longer be considered a convicted felon and no longer be branded as a sex offender for life. This June, I spoke with Nick Rhodes about his case and his conviction on this program. In the interview, he describes the impact the criminal charges had on his life and reflects on his story. Let's listen back.
I grew up on a farm just outside of Waverly on the border of Plainfield, Iowa. Holstein Farm, a pretty quiet area. So definitely kind of I guess I was at one time a farm boy, you know, doing all of the things that, you know, people on the farm do.
What did this episode, this whole thing do to your relationship with your family, your parents, your community there?
My mother was the only person, and my stepfather. They were the only two people who stood by me. You know, they were steadfast supporters of me, and trust me, it has not been easy for them, not just because of what I've been going through and, you know, the pain that has caused them, just seeing, you know, their family member, their son, hurting, but also this has affected me, you know, my mental health, and, you know, when my mental health is off kilter, then, you know, it affects them as well. So I think there's a certain amount of embarrassment involved and, you know, just disbelief. It's been extremely, extremely hard for them. And they have endured five or six now long, arduous years. But they've stuck with me. My father, on the other hand, and I'm not, you know, speaking negatively about him in any way. When I was in jail prior to sentencing, for whatever reason, it became too much for him to want to be involved in, and so we have we cut off communications at that time and haven't spoken since. And that was late 2008, early 2009, and his side of the family kind of, you know, followed suit, and so that was very painful for me.
How often do you run into people, or have you run into people, who just aren't sympathetic to what happened to you? You broke the law. You did not disclose your status before having sex with that man, and you got punished for it according to our law.
I will say that I do not claim that what happened, that I am blameless. Absolutely not. Not disclosing your status is not acceptable. However, I think you have to decide what is morally wrong and what is criminal. And if something is criminal, what is appropriate punishment for the circumstances that led to a conviction? And sometimes you have to be in the shoes of the person who is experiencing this. I think if you really take an objective view and you compare it perhaps to other laws on the books that citizens support, vehicular homicide, for example, I killed someone in a car accident, you know, maybe drinking and driving, the penalty would have been likely less severe than what happened to me. Now, if you think that practicing safe sex, taking care of yourself, getting tested, not passing on a virus to someone deserves more punishment than someone being irresponsible enough to get intoxicated behind the wheel and kill someone, that just does not make sense to me. And so these critics, I think they really need to kind of open their eyes a little bit more.
Nick Rhodes on this program from June of this year. Once again, Black Hawk County prosecutors are asking a judge to drop criminal transmission of HIV charges against Nick Rhodes. After a short break, we'll come back with more of our NewsBuzz edition, including Keith Kirchhoff of Templeton Rye. He'll respond to the lawsuit that claims the Iowa Whiskey Company misled consumers. Also joining us live, U.S. Secretary of Labor Thomas Perez. talking about immigration and minimum wage. It's your Friday News Buzz edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer, back in just a moment.